from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. The recent rainstorms have drenched Northern California, dumping in some places almost twice as much rain as we'd expect to see this time of year. That's great news for a state that suffered 3 years of drought. But are we finally in the clear? Amy Standen went in search of answers.
It may not look like it, especially lately, but most of California is a desert. Large chunks of the state get 15 inches of rain a year on average. That's as much as Casablanca, Morocco. Yet our economy is the same size as that of France. Why? Because of plumbing, two massive systems that pump precious water around the state. If not for that network of dams, reservoirs, and canals, you could say goodbye to Los Angeles and to much of the Bay Area. And farmers, we wouldn't have many of those either.
You realize that that great breadbasket of America, the Central Valley, is in effect a semi-arid desert redeemed through water.
That's Kevin Starr, state librarian emeritus and author of an 8-volume history of California. He says what we've done with water in this state is an engineering feat on the scale of the pyramids of ancient Egypt.
The sum total, the cumulative effect of California's water culture would be equal to anything ever achieved, really, I think, in human history.
But take away the water, and that remarkable achievement can grind to a halt. Over the last 3 years, California's rain and snow have fallen to the lowest levels in about 2 decades. Experts call this a mid-sized drought. Even after January's storms, we're still not necessarily out of the woods. If the skies clear and they stay dry through March, Californians will feel it, says meteorologist Jan Null of Golden Gate Weather Services in Saratoga.
You'd see fewer crops being grown. The crops that are grown then are going to be more expensive due to the basics of supply and demand. You're not going to have as much water to be able to release for hydroelectric power. So your energy prices are going to go up.
In the terrible drought of the mid-1970s, Marin County had to shut down a lane of traffic on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge to install a pipe bringing water from the East Bay. This time around, we may have dodged the bullet. At least that's the look of things at Fasona Reservoir in Los Gatos, where I asked Jan Null to conduct a highly technical scientific experiment.
Dip my hand. You want me to put my hand in this goose-infested... And why am I dipping my hand in the reservoir?
Because right now, it's really easy to do. Vasona's at 100% of capacity, thanks to the recent rain. Water laps up almost to the edge of the bike path. But small municipal reservoirs like Vasona fill up fast. If you really want to get a sense of where the state stands on water, you head to a place like this.
Right now, we're standing on the dam road itself, Folsom Dam Road itself. This is the main structure of the dam.
Here at Folsom Dam, northeast of Sacramento, the American River is stopped in its tracks by a 340-foot-tall concrete wall, enough to build a sidewalk from here to Manhattan. Behind the dam, the river swells into a mile-and-a-half-wide lake. In its middle, a sandbar. Lewis Moore is with the Federal Bureau of Reclamation.
Well, I see a reservoir that's definitely in need of water. It's a situation where our daily operational requirements are all taxing the system.
In a normal year, this entire reservoir will empty and refill 3 times over, fed by both rainfall and melting snow that makes its way down from the Sierra. Moore says that snow is like a savings account. Water is stored there before it flows down into reservoirs like this one, where we make our withdrawals.
This is where all of the accounts are constantly being balanced.
Every time someone writes a check, this
every time, yes, every time a check's written, it's paid out of this account.
But in recent years, we've been operating in the red. In 2007, April's snow levels were only about 40% of normal. That same year, San Francisco had one of its driest Januaries ever. 2008 and 2009 also came up short. So how are we doing this year? Well, even after the recent rains, Folsom is still less than two-thirds of where it should be. It's a similar story at Shasta, Oroville, and the other massive water storage reservoirs that form the backbone of California's water supply. Again, meteorologist Jan Null.
As far as water in California, we are looking just like the government right now with a lot of deficit spending. You know, there's a lot more water out that has going out than has been coming in.
But that could change quickly, especially if this wet El Nino winter gives way to a drenched spring. Experts say we need at least 2 more big storms like the one in January to get the snowpack and reservoirs back to healthy levels.
To really make a dent in the drought, if you will, we not only need to get normal rainfall for the 2009-2010 rainfall season, but we have to get in excess of that because we have such a deficit. All the reservoirs have been drawn down. The groundwater has been drawn down. So all that has to be recharged before we can go, phew, the drought is over.
The weather could also affect politics. In November, Governor Schwarzenegger will ask voters to approve an $11.1 billion water bond to build new dams and other projects. If the rains keep falling and a drought isn't pressing down on us, that may be a tougher sell. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
We're keeping track of the state's water supply on our interactive map. Check out KQED's California Reservoir Watch at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the Amgen Foundation.